My guest today is Jeff King. Jeff, how are you?
Very well.
What's your role?
I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft Canada.
Excellent. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft US.
Great.
And you're building a lot of cool projects, right?
Yeah. Especially today.
Today, yeah. So I had the pleasure of working with you the last few days on a project for the non-government agency in Canada. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's Missing Children Society of Canada.
Tell us about it.
So the organization tries to help missing persons. Uh-huh. And so they work with, you know, government agencies, law enforcement, whatever they can really to find missing person. We have a very wonderful person on our team who's been working with them for a few years. Last fall, we identified a project with them to use social media to help them find missing children more rapidly.
Hmm. Tell me about the project.
So when we sat down with them, they really wanted to be kind of in front of where the missing persons are or the children are.
Okay.
And today that really means, like, you know, in the line of sight on social media. So we wanted to build a solution where a kid might say, look, I need some help on social media. And then we'd be able to basically, you know, go to law enforcement and then deliver them information as to where the kid would be.
How would they communicate that they need help?
So we started in the fall specifically around Twitter. A big reason was just because it was easy, but it really kind of focused on what we needed to do. With that, because it's Twitter, we use the idea of a hashtag. Mm. So basically what you would do is you would use a hashtag like hashtag HFM, which stands for Help Find Me.
Okay.
And that sends a signal to our system saying, look, this kid is in trouble or needs some assistance. And then we can gather kind of some information and hand it over to Missing Children Society, who would work with law enforcement.
So you're just basically broadly monitoring Twitter for a hashtag HFM, and when that pops up, then
we do. I mean, there's obviously some legal things here, especially around like kids and personally identifiable information. So we do kind of like look globally for HFM.
Okay.
But the first thing we do is really like shunt off any information that we're, you know, we shouldn't be looking at, not allowed to look at, or whatever.
Hmm.
So we use just the fire hose from Twitter for HFM.
Right.
And then the first step we do is we check to see if the kid or the person is registered within our system, or we look for like geofencing as well, because there's also like legality around which country it might be coming from.
And right now it's just Canada you're doing.
Right,
this
so specifically we'd be looking for a person that's registered in our system that has said that they want us to help them in the future, and then secondly that they are saying that they need help.
How do they register themselves in the system?
So first, in that piece, we have a very simple little website where someone just would register with their social account. So you just click on a button for like Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and say, if I ever signal that I need help from any one of those platforms, you're able to take the information from those sources and then give them to law enforcement.
Okay. Is this in production today?
We have used it in a production scenario in the last several months. What we're building in the last week is not, and we're looking to release that tomorrow to Missing Children Society.
Okay. I'm just wondering if how many kids are actually opting into this system? It seems like getting that message out would be a big challenge.
Right. So that's going to be something that Missing Children Society will take on as part of their business or company initiative, right? Will be the notion that they will go out and, you know, first off, recruit people to say, if you're ever in need, this is a channel for you, as well as potentially like training, just like this is how you do it, right?
Hmm.
So that's what their business does. Or their.
Tell me a little bit about the technology, the architecture of this application.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of, you know, kind of small things working together. A big focus for us in the design that I did last fall, and we've stayed fairly true to it, is really just going serverless. So it's a nonprofit. You know, a lot of times they really don't have any money in the bank. So that's a big constraint for us. So we really went with a serverless technology. And so that meant from the get-go, when we start like looking at Twitter, if you will, we use Logic Apps for that on Azure. So serverless component that kind of just does like long polling against Twitter.
Okay.
And then when we see something, I call that like a trigger, so an event or a trigger coming off social media. Then we start using Service Bus and queuing techniques and technologies to then push the message and build up the context that we end up reporting on.
Okay, so the Logic Apps are listening to Twitter. They find a message, they drop it onto a Service Bus, and then something else picks it up and does something with it.
Right. So like I mentioned earlier, the first thing we do is the first step we do is filter. So we try and drop all messages that we don't want through the system.
Okay.
And that also ensures that we don't have any data retention for data that we're not allowed to collect.
I see.
And then as soon as that goes off, if you are somebody that we are watching, then we'll go on and start augmenting all the social media contacts that we can.
You've been working on this, it's May now, last fall, so it's been, 6-7 months now that you've been working on this, I think?
Yeah, well, the initial, so we did this in a hackathon format or a Hackfest format. The first version that we did, we had about a dozen of us in a room for just 3 days. Mm. And that included law enforcement as well as people from Microsoft.
Okay.
And Missing Children's Society as well. So we did that for 3 days. And I would say out of that, we got a really great kind of POC. And so we've spent now, by the end of tomorrow, we'll spend an additional 10 days. With kind of a varying size. Last week we had 3 or 4 additional, so about 6 people last week, and then this week we have 9 people. So
okay, so it hasn't been 6 or 8 months straight. It's been bursts of activity,
right.
And then are you working with the folks that are actually going to maintain this long term?
That's an interesting one. So first off, from the get-go, we've always known this should be open source. We've made everything open source and been really transparent about that.
Yeah.
And it's all written in like Node.js and open source technologies and things like that. The Missing Children's Society actually like contracts out or uses kind of a vendor for their development work.
Are you working with them at all?
We haven't been directly working with them, but obviously they have the complete opportunity to take the project further using them or any other vendor, as well as having like open source community contributions to it.
Okay. Yeah. And are you going to continue to work on this when this hackathon is over, or what's the long-term plan for Microsoft?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, so we have someone on our team who's been working with them for several years. We're all very invested in this project. I mean, just on a personal level, we see the value in it, and we really want it to, you know, be effective in at least shortening the time that when kids go missing, they're returned, right? So, I mean, I think that anything we can do to support, I mean, this is why we spent so much time on this.
What does Microsoft get out of this?
What does Microsoft get out of this?
Yeah. Is that a fair question?
That's a fair question. I mean,
is it just altruism? Are we just trying to make the world a better place? Or are we going to
Definitely from the people on the team, I mean, and the amount of effort that they put into it, to me, it's like very personal and like very much we want to do the best we can. So I think there's really that element of it. Mm-hmm. We're really lucky to have, you know, the people like our leadership seeing value in it and giving us the time to do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, I just think that it's great for us to be able to help out in this kind of way.
Okay, I would suggest that maybe it's a nice success story on Azure.
Oh, totally.
So
yeah,
it's something that we could brag about that.
Yeah, for sure. There's some good PR kind of stuff out of it, for sure, for all parties.
Are there places that people can go and use this today? Are there public websites right now that are exposed, or is that coming in the future?
Yeah, so I mean, there is one that's out that will be replaced kind of at the end of day tomorrow or very shortly after.
Oh,
right?
This won't be out until well after that.
Correct. Yeah.
Is there, do you have a URL yet?
We don't have a URL yet. We're going to leave that up to Missing Children's Society to kind of come up with those vanity URLs, if you will.
Okay.
Everything's been built so that they can kind of, you know, make it their own as soon as they get it. So,
is something we haven't talked about that we should have?
Outside of that, I mean, another big piece that we've been using that I think is quite interesting is we've been working with NoSQL database, CosmoDB, which has just come out.
Oh, yeah. That used to be DocumentDB.
Right.
It was recently rebranded.
Yeah, renamed a few days ago to CosmosDB. But the interesting thing about that, too, is we're doing an event sourcing model. So that just means that every message that goes through the system, we don't try to, like, update or change it. We just add to the data store, which gives us a pretty rich history then when we're building the reports to analyze like the social activity.
It makes it a lot faster too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And we can do a lot of like concurrent things because we're using multiple platforms like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. We can go out, gather that data on the side and then add it to the source. So as things change, we just keep emitting new events into the data store and then our reports just kind of get more robust. And then we're also looking at leveraging things like cognitive services along that to see like sentiment analysis between if you and I had a conversation on a social platform, am I happy with you? Do I love you, hate you? Does that mean anything in terms of should law enforcement contact you first if I go missing, right? So there's things like that we're doing.
Oh, so if a child is missing, see who they've contacted, see what those conversations were like based on
At least it gives law enforcement like leads, right? So they can kind of go targeted and kind of prioritize better.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And this is just for Canada now, but you were mentioning off camera that it might expand to other countries.
Right. Yeah. So the idea for what Missing Children's Society wants to do with this is they actually have, I don't know what you call it, a sister organization that operates kind of globally. Mm-hmm. And within that network, there's 25 of these kind of organizations in different countries.
Wow.
And so they want to push it out through them, so end up in all 25 countries. And even through this, just through like tweeting about what we're doing, we've had people reach out from the UK. And because it's all open source, I mean, we're more than
happy. They could just take it and implement themselves.
Exactly, yeah. You could have this up and running in 24 hours, no problem.
I wonder if you could integrate those systems together so that children, say, kidnapped in one country, they were then taken to another country, that you could
Yeah, I don't know about the legality stuff around that. There's definitely no technical thing. Right. I don't know quite about the data sovereignty island thing around that, but that's the only concern that might be placed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. And do you have an online presence?
Yeah, for sure.
Where can people find Jeff King?
Primarily on Twitter. So I'm JEFKING _.
One F,
yeah, okay. JEFKING _.
And good, I'm sure, branding by your parents. I like that.
Yeah, got to be a little bit unique.
Jeff, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for being on the team. The best way to implement open source technology is with your friends.